You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Yes, we're talking more NBA free agency. Again, that has kind of dominated the national headlines, I believe, over the last week and a half. But we are on the verge of getting quite a bit of clarity. Now, joining us once again this week to talk NBA free agency on a Friday afternoon, we have Jabari Davis representing the Silver Screen and Roll.com. Jabari, it's a pleasure as always to get you on to talk NBA basketball. Thank you for making time for us again this Friday.
The pleasure is always mine, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Big, big day. LeBron James opts out. I think everyone saw this coming. Although, you know, I guess the vibe was, whoa, big shocker. But really, this is big news. It's not just that LeBron is opting out of his contract to re-up with Cleveland, and of course it opens up the possibility for LA, but Jabari, let's be honest, this eliminates a lot of potential competition for both the Lakers and the Cavaliers who are fighting to gain his service. I mean, you can pretty much completely X off the Houston Rockets, which I thought was a strong possibility. That's off the table now.
And the Clippers.
And the Clippers, right. Absolutely. So, I mean, this is big news.
Yeah, no, it's big news. It's not exactly a shock, but you know, like you, I was wondering how it was, you know, how it would ultimately play out. But you know, look, it's totally cliche, but you know, obviously, you know, the old adage of where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, there's been, you know, there's been smoke for a long time here, and to be quite honest with you, it just seems like he's going to end up in Los Angeles. I know, you know, some folks might say like, oh, well, he's just being a homer. No, it's not even reading the tea leaves. It's listening to exactly what's out there. So in my opinion, or no, not necessarily in my opinion, going into it, I definitely was, you know, still concerned about Houston, especially, you know, with the connection with Chris Paul, you know, that everyone already knows about. But the fact that he opted out, it kind of narrowed his options. And I still think that the Lakers are in the driver's seat, and probably followed by Cleveland.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Jabari. You're in L.A. I know you have connections to around the team. You've covered the Lakers for quite some time. These guys can't actually talk with teams until Sunday. Okay, so my question is, how does it get narrowed down to just two franchises without there being tampering involved? That it's the same for Paul George as it is for LeBron James. And I'm asking that question because you're around the team, and I know I have several listeners wondering that same exact question. So how do NBA superstars get it whittled down to two teams without talking to two teams?
There's always ways around that. Quite frankly, I think in some cases, and I'm speaking generally, I'm not, you know, talking about this case in particular, but in some cases there probably is some tampering, maybe light tampering. I'm not, you know, like I don't want to, you know, point the finger at anybody, but there have definitely been deals in the past where it was seemingly, you know, done well in advance. Actually, specifically with LeBron, the first time he left Cleveland, there's no way in the world that decision was made on the, you know, at the time of the actual decision or even the day of. Like you don't have those stars, you know, kind of aligning themselves without there being some work being done in advance. So in a lot of cases, to be honest with you, and from what I've heard and what I'm sure that, you know, your listeners have heard as well, oftentimes it's the players talking directly, advocating directly themselves, and in some cases, like say for instance, you're the Lakers, right? And it's just all hypothetical, but say you're the Lakers, and you want to be in the business with LeBron James. It doesn't hurt to have, I almost said Kawhi Leonard, excuse me, Freudian slip. It doesn't hurt to have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope on the roster the year before, because that's a direct line to LeBron's agency and his specific agent. I'm not saying that that's how, that it was discussed in advance, but look, we're not kids here. We all know that even if it's not put out there officially, there are folks that are talking in advance. So, when you have an entity like LeBron James, decision in a vacuum. He's not making the decision on the spot. This is something that obviously he has been, deciding or determining for quite some time. And to be honest, we've heard the rumors out there for months. So it wouldn't shock me if 6 months ago even, he made not necessarily the decision to leave, but started to kind of put the wheels in motion.
You did mention Kawhi Leonard. I know you did that accidentally, but this is going to bring me to my next point here. The Lakers have been engaged in trade talks with the San Antonio Spurs now for roughly 48 hours. I know the Spurs feel like they have to move on from Kawhi. He's not budging. The Lakers will definitely present the best offer. Here's the question I have, though, and I think this is, again, it's legitimate. I know that if the Lakers were to obtain Kawhi Leonard, they were to sign LeBron James, and then they were to bring in Paul George, to me, that three right there, mixed with the discounts that you will receive from veteran players, could be enough to top the Golden State Warriors. But knowing that you could acquire LeBron and Paul George without giving up anything, is it really in LA's best interest to acquire Kawhi Leonard in a trade?
Personally, I think it is. You know, there are plenty that disagree with me, and there are plenty that absolutely want to see the young guys develop. And I look, even if at the end of the day they would somehow strike out with all three and all the major guys and only bring back their guys, and maybe I honestly don't think they would be in bad shape. That said, if you're in the interest of not just participating in the playoffs, but being in a position to win, you go out and you make it happen. Again, that's just my opinion. If a guy like Kawhi Leonard, and who knows if it'll ultimately work out, or if he ends up going to another team in a rental situation, but if a guy like Kawhi Leonard is actually on the table, I'm sorry. While again, I appreciate the youth. I appreciate actually all of those young guys. They're all really good guys. They were fun to cover. They've been fun, kind of track and follow. That said, if you got a one-time Finals MVP at 27 years old today, if I'm not mistaken, you go out and you make that deal.
No, I'm with you. I think you have to, especially when you're a 35-win team. I feel the same way in Major League Baseball. I know you like baseball as well. I think we give too much credit to prospects. I think we value them too much. Give me the proven commodity, and obviously that's what Kawhi Leonard is. Jabari, there's been two parts now to the Paul George free agency story on ESPN. Have you watched these two things yet? Have you enjoyed them if you have watched them?
No, I haven't watched them. I'm going to be honest with you. Like that type of stuff, that's not necessarily my deal. No shade or any slight to Paul or individuals that like doing that, because, hey, look, I'm not a star, so I'm not, I'm not accustomed to having that type of attention. So it's not necessarily my thing. So no, I haven't watched it. I've seen a couple clips. I've seen people, the commentary and stuff on Twitter or whatnot. But I'm not shocked by what I've heard. I'm not shocked that it's kind of an open secret that Paul George is a pretty sentimental guy. It's widely known that I don't want to mischaracterize him, but it's kind of widely known that he can be influenced, especially by other strong personalities or strong individuals, strong-willed individuals. Hearing him say that he could see himself, he's comfortable with Westbrook, it's not a shock. I'll just wait and see. Because, look, I'll put it to you like this. If the Los Angeles Lakers end up with LeBron James and somehow end up with Kawhi Leonard, I'm sorry, if I'm Paul George, regardless of how sentimental I am, regardless of how much I thoroughly enjoyed OKC or whatever the case may be, there's no way in the world that I can wrap my mind around the idea that playing alongside Carmelo Anthony for another year and Russell Westbrook would give me a better winning opportunity than playing alongside the guys that, again, hypothetically speaking, would be in Los Angeles.
Well, look, I'm not a huge LeBron guy. Okay, you and I have gone back on this for many, many of years. Yeah. I love Russell Westbrook. He's probably my favorite player in the game to watch today. Like, if I had to pick someone to paid to watch in an NBA game, I'm paying to watch Russell Westbrook 10 out of 10 times. I love the way the guy plays. With that being said, if I have to pick to play alongside one of these two guys, you better believe I'm picking to play alongside LeBron James. I'm just being real.
Yeah, it's not even a question. I honestly don't want to say anything negative about Russ, because I like you, I love watching Russ play, but there's a huge difference between enjoying watching somebody play and wanting to sign up for the foreseeable future, to play alongside them. Honestly, I don't even think it's a question if you're choosing a basketball situation. Again, a lot of this is hypothetical, because again, the Lakers don't have LeBron and don't have Kawhi Leonard, and they just have the rookies. But like, again, if they were to end up with those guys, even if it were just to be LeBron James, I'm sorry, if I'm Paul George, I'm saying, hey, Russ, it's been awesome. I'll see you four times a year.
before we end this particular segment, I'm going to go back to Kawhi Leonard. There is a report breaking on Bleacher Report saying that 76ers want him bad. What kind of offer can Philadelphia make to San Antonio that would entice them to send him out east rather than take a deal with the Lakers, which I believe will involve a third team and probably be the best deal they're going to receive? What can Philly offer in that regard?
I mean, look, if you're Philly, there's no way you're going to trade Embiid. There's no way you're going to trade, Simmons. So you have to start considering guys like Sarge, guys like Robert Covington. Heck, even Markel Fultz, if the Spurs were, you know, happened to be interested. Like you, I agree. I think the best deal is going to ultimately come from the Lakers, because I think that while Boston could obviously offer the best deal, they're not. If I'm Boston, if I'm Danny Ainge, and just judging by his actions over the last say 10 years in that role, there's no way you're going to take that risk and give up some of your main core guys, some of your main core guys to go along with draft picks, without a guarantee from, or at least a strong indication from Kawhi that he would be willing to at least consider them as a long-term option. So, yeah, again, if Philly, wants to throw in, those guys, maybe the Spurs are interested. But my money, to be honest with you, it's on exactly what you just laid out. The Los Angeles Lakers and a third team making the deal work. And you know what? I'm ready for this. I'm ready for for free agency. Regardless of whether it ends up being that the Lakers end up with a stacked team or not, I'm just ready to get the ball rolling. The first domino needs to drop, and let's get it going.
I think I'm kind of exhausted on the free agency talk. I know that right now in the dog days of summer, that's really all we have to talk about. I get it, but it's kind of exhausting and overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, because the thing of it is, it's exhausting and overwhelming, specifically because it's just speculation. It's just, hey, what do you think might happen? What do you, kind of like what we've been doing for the last 10 minutes. Well, it can be fun, but I'm more of a steak, not sizzle guy. So, like I said, let's get to the meat of it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jabari Davis. Jabari, I got a break for just a moment. You got time to hang around with us for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We have more NBA free agency talk coming up. We're going to step away from the LA storylines, and I'll throw some more questions at Jabari when we return right here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.